The Volumes of Truth,
Volume 7. Proclaim the name of the Lord. July 24th, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior.
The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy,
for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to his servants, I have indeed spoken by my servant. I have indeed spread my words abroad, placing them before the eyes of this most wicked and unbelieving generation. Therefore, my sons, speak my name aloud. Yea, shout my name to the ends of the earth, for I have surely revealed it. Behold, I have placed my name on a hill, a waving banner in the sight of all nations. Therefore, let my people lift up my name and make mention of my glory at all times and in every season. My people, speak my name aloud, yet speak nothing apart from me. Speak only that which I myself have given you. Freely you have received in my name. Freely give. For when I speak in my own name. And when I swear by myself. And you, my beacons, have the name of the Holy One written in your hearts, having also been sealed with the name of the living God upon your foreheads. Behold, the name of Mashiach shall be emblazoned upon your chests. Why, then, do you withhold? How is it you keep quiet? Honor my name, holy and in truth. Speak my name aloud, and withhold not. Proclaim the truth of who I am, and warn the people of that which I am about to do. For I am the only God, a just God, and a Savior. Therefore, again I say to you, shout my name aloud, and withhold not. Call all in the earth to repent. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, setting the course of this world ablaze in my glory, restoring all things in the brightness of my coming, and by the word of my power. Behold, my name alone stands throughout the generations, a perpetual covering for my people, a secure place of shelter for all those who seek my face, a tower of strength for all who take refuge in me. From everlasting I am, and to everlasting shall I be, the same and unchanging, even as my name. For I am who I am, Yahuwah, the one who causes to be, Yahushua, he by whom all things consist and have life. Thus my name is one, even as the Father and the Son are one, a just God and a Savior, one. Therefore, when my beloved seek me out, or call upon me in another language, it is acceptable with me. For there is but one God, and one Savior. I know my own. For I alone search the hearts and minds, and whether one calls upon me in this language, or in the tongue of another, I listen, I see, I know. Yet, as it is written, there is indeed a day coming when I shall restore to the nations a pure language, that all my people may call upon the name of the Lord in one accord, to serve me as one people set apart for my name. Yet this day is not yet, says the Lord. Therefore, listen not to all these self-proclaimed teachers. Shut your ears to all these self-appointed pastors, preachers, ministers, and priests, who pollute my name and my glory. Turn away from all these arrogant men in authority. Do not give heed to any of their clever and dark speeches. Glorify my name, and withhold not. For there are many who say, Hush, speak not the name of the Lord aloud, for who can know his name or speak it aloud without error? And yet others assert that only by a certain name which they have chosen, or by a certain tradition which they uphold, can one be saved. Indeed, there are many who have given heed to the devil's purpose. Even now it is apparent, manifest in the world by people who hide my name under false pretense, and desecrate my name by detestable doctrine and perverse tradition. people who take the name of the Lord in vain, without ceasing by all they say and do. Sins far greater than those who, without knowledge, use my name as a cursing. Yet greater still is the sin of those who curse others in my name, endeavoring to place a curse upon another in the name of the Lord. Woe, I say to them, woe! Even three times woe, says the Lord. For these are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever, as it is written. Thus says the Lord, the whole world is awash in blasphemy and sin. Perversion fills every corner. For all these people of faith, as they are called among men, desecrate my name by man-made doctrine, and pollute my name by pagan tradition. Harlotries abound. Come out from among them, therefore, and be separate. Touch no more that which is unclean, and I will receive you. Be separate from this world and its evil ways. Be plucked up and freed from all these vain religions of men, from all these who uphold reprehensible doctrine and deplorable tradition, polluting my way before me. For they are greatly misled, pleasers of men and this world. Antichrist. Therefore, my servants, sing praises to my name without ceasing. Bless my name in the company of angels. Shout my name aloud. Yea, proclaim the name of the Lord in the ear of every mocker, in the face of every adversary, in open and in secret. Speak forth my name in power, and withhold not. Speak my name aloud for the sake of those dying in this world. Speak my name as it is, and also in the tongue of the hearer, so they may hear and understand, and know. I am he. He who was, and is to come, the Almighty, God in the flesh, Yahushua, Emmanuel. And when you find yourself under attack by a flock of detestable birds, surrounded on every side, wield my name as a sword, and doubt not, and it will surely find its mark. For the day is coming, and behold, it is already here, when I shall dwell in my witnesses like a flame of fire, and well up in my servants like a boiling pool, when all flocks shall be scattered, and the wicked of the flock purged. For I shall strike down many 10,000s in my anger, slaying a great multitude with the sword of my mouth. Behold, I shall cut down my adversaries, and lay whole armies waste. For the name of the Lord of hosts is a broadsword, and my every word a freshly sharpened blade. For in my name is great power, and at the sound of my name all darkness flees away. For as a razor removes the stubble, and fervent heat burns away the dross, so shall my name purge the waste places and cleanse the polluted cities. Until all these squawking birds are brought down into silence, and every tall tower is toppled and left in ruins. Until Babel is utterly destroyed, and every last vestige of man's invention is wiped from the face of the earth, says the Lord God. Then shall the Son of Righteousness rise up with healing in his wings, and you, my precious beloved, shall go out leaping like calves released from the stall. The King himself shall cultivate the ground in that day, with streams of living waters breaking out behind him. Behold, new life shall fill every corner, and the desolate places shall be restored. Whole forests shall burst forth from the ground, with every kind of tree and flowering plant, every kind of grass and fern reappearing, and every living creature leaping up from the dust of the earth once again. Behold, the Lord's peace shall be there, and nothing under the sun shall destroy, nor shall anything be given to destruction in all my holy mountain. For there shall be no predator, nor shall any prey be found, neither shall the strong slay the weak. For as it is written, the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. All shall dwell in safety, with every living creature dwelling at peace with its neighbor. Behold, in that day everlasting righteousness shall reign in all the earth. For the king shall stand up, and all creation shall bow down. And he shall look upon the joy of his heart with gladness, and the blessing shall be fulfilled. He shall bless them and keep them, and make his face to shine upon them. He shall be gracious to them, and lift up his countenance upon them, and grant them peace. And thus shall my name be placed upon the children of Israel, even upon all who have been grafted in, and they shall be blessed. Yea, they shall be exceedingly glad, dwelling in the presence of the Lord forever. Behold, the multitudes shall break forth into singing, for the glory of the Lord shall be alive in their hearts. The seal of the living God shall be upon their foreheads. The way of the Lord shall dwell in their limbs, and unending praise shall be upon their lips. All their doings shall bear fruit in righteousness, for the law shall be written there, even in their innermost parts. And behold, the King of Peace shall overflow, and his people shall be satisfied and have rest. Our joy complete. Therefore, blessed are all those who seek forgiveness in Yahushua HaMashiach, and also receive. For in his name shall all find freedom, solace under the shadow of his healing wings, life without end, says the Lord God.